From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Iran has foiled attempts by foreign enemies to turn anti-government protests into an insurgency aimed at toppling the Islamic Republic. Speaking in the holy city of Qom, however, the Ayatollah said, while the foreign threat is real, we must not forget our own shortcomings. He said, we have weaknesses where things are not working out well. If we had no internal problems, he added, foreign networks wouldn't be able to interfere. More than 20 were killed, and by one account, thousands have been arrested in protest staged early this month over economic conditions and corruption. Exiled Iranian Prince Reza Pahlavi, speaking to the Associated Press, said the people are acting out of a sense of hopelessness.
It also is a moment in time where I think the majority of the Iranian democratic forces that are secular-minded and, of course, want a democratic alternative to this regime, the time has really come for a massive coalition of such forces, because we have to be able to also fill the void and not just talk about putting an end to a regime.
The son of the late Shah said regime change is the ultimate formula, and it won't come about by external forces, but rather by the Iranian people themselves. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders warned flooding and mudslides in Democratic Republic of Congo's capital, Kinshasa, have caused a cholera outbreak. The city has a population of 10 million, plagued by a lack of clean drinking water and adequate sanitation. The World Health Organization said most of the country's provinces are affected since the outbreak first was detected back in July. The WHO said nearly 1,200 have died. There are 55,000 cases. Dozens of migrants are missing off the Libyan coast and feared drowned after their boat sank. The Libyan Coast Guard said it was able to rescue 16 found clinging to the wreckage. Hundreds more have been rescued. This is VOA News. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said he's open to a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un after high-level Korean delegations met for the first time Tuesday in 2 years, and Pyongyang agreed to take part in next month's Winter Olympic Games. At a Wednesday news conference, Mr. Moon said Tuesday's dialogue would not have been possible were it not for President Donald Trump. He said the nuclear disagreement with Pyongyang remains unresolved. The U.S. welcomed the decision by the North to take part in the Games, but the State Department said while it views the talks as positive, it wants to make sure North Korean participation doesn't violate existing U.N. Security Council sanctions. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
Certainly the next steps would be a denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is our number one priority and certainly what we would like to see. We are in very close contacts with our South Korean allies.
South Korea's unification ministry says Tuesday's talks at Panmunjom could lead to a discussion of a fundamental resolution of the nuclear issue. A suspected Palestinian gunman killed an Israeli motorist Tuesday in a shooting incident in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli was a resident of a Jewish settlement near Nablus. Israeli soldiers are looking for suspects. President Donald Trump met with lawmakers at the White House on immigration matters, including the fate of hundreds of thousands of young immigrants who face deportation in March. Mr. Trump offered a compromise on the matter in exchange for a security wall along the Mexican border.
I feel having the Democrats in with us is absolutely vital because this should be a bipartisan bill. This should be a bill of love. But it also has to be a bill where we're able to secure our border. Drugs are pouring into our country at a record pace. A lot of people are coming in that we can't have.
Congress has until March to resolve the matter of some 700,000 young immigrants who enter the country illegally as children. At least 13 have been killed as a result of mudslides and flash flooding caused by heavy rains in Southern California. It's the same area scorched just last month by massive wildfires. Tens of thousands have been forced from their homes. John Livergood is in Carpinteria.
It sounded like a freight train coming down the hill. You know, you could hear these boulders rolling down. Yeah, the whole house was shaking.
Last month's fires, California's worst ever, left the area vulnerable to mudslides. A powerful earthquake measuring 7.6 in magnitude struck Tuesday off the Gulf of Mexico coastline of Honduras. The quake did not produce a tsunami, but was felt across the region. No immediate reports of casualties or damage. Prosecutors in Myanmar, also known as Burma, have brought charges against two Reuters journalists under the Official Secrets Act. They face up to 14 years in prison. The two detained after covering the mass exodus of Rohingya Muslims from western Myanmar amid a security crackdown. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.